What's up, magical human? Hey, if you're like me and you want to create a bigger impact on the world, why not share your knowledge and talents with others? Welcome to the podcast where I share marketing strategies, product creation tips, and real life stories of how women all over the world are using their knowledge and creativity to build a life and business they love on their terms. I'll share with you over a decade of knowledge and show you how you can take what you already know and do and package it into a digital product like a course, membership site, or digital download that sells globally. I'm Amy Jo, and you're listening to the Digital Magic Podcast. All right, so I want to talk about your productivity and how it is going to relate to your business, things you get done, and how it is a direct reflection of how much money you are going to bring in and make in your business, okay? So when we are talking about productivity, what is that? It is the organization of your systems and how you are going to make things work for you, how you can automate, how you can get the most things done in the least amount of time, and the most income-producing things done in the least amount of time, okay? So as we are kind of navigating this training now, and talking about your productivity, I really want you to keep that in the top of your mind. What are the things that you are doing every single day in your business, every day, every week, every month? And what, you know, effect is that having on your income? So we're going to break this down into three sections. And the way that you are going to track this, especially over the next week, if you want to do a month, that'd be cool. But a week for sure should give you an idea as far as what, you know, activities you are spending too much time on and what activities you can eliminate, what activities you should be focusing on to grow your business and to scale your business. And so I want to give you a couple of examples because in 2015, no one gave me this talk. And so this is the talk that I'm giving to you, the productivity talk, because in 2015, when I first started out, you know, a lot of you guys know, you know, kind of my background is in 2015, I quit my sales job, didn't have a plan B. I'm like, I'm just going to go all in the online space and figure it out as I go. And it was super stressful. I didn't have systems in place. I didn't know automation charts and all of this fun stuff. I didn't know any of that. I was everything and putting bits and pieces together as I went, crossing my fingers, like hoping that things would, you know, turn for the better. And they did, but it's not, you know, you don't want to run your business on hope, on luck, on crossing your fingers, you know, hoping that you sign the next client, hoping that you sell this or that or whatever. You just don't want to do that. And so, you know, in 2015, I was listening to anybody and everybody. Shiny object was a thing. Shiny object syndrome, you know, let me know. Let me know in the Facebook group if you have shiny object syndrome or if you have had it and how you have navigated that for yourself. But having, you know, the shiny object syndrome, it's super stressful. It's really hard because you're looking outward. You're looking at what everybody and their brother are saying, and you're trying to think like, I should be doing that. I should be doing that. I should be doing that in my business because this person is doing that, or this person says I need to. And the, you know, downfall of that, like there's a lot of people out there that have great ideas. True. But the downfall of that is you don't have a path that you're sticking to, and you are putting all you, you know, honestly, if you have heard this, you're throwing spaghetti to the wall to see if it sticks. And so when we do that, all these spaghetti noodles, some are going to stick and some are going to flop. But the ones that, you know, flop, we don't have a system in place to show us like, this is flopping. Stop giving that, you know, your attention, give your attention to the spaghetti that is sticking on the wall. So anyways, we're going to talk about that today as far as like what system you could put in place right now to help you navigate and help you know what spaghetti is sticking to the wall for you and what is working for you so that you stop wasting your time on things that are not producing results for you. Sound good? Okay. So, you know, back to 2018, I was blogging like a crazy person. And you know, in 2009, I actually started a blog. I will say that I started out as a blogger in the online space, which is great. And I learned blogging like the back of my hand. I loved it. And then as I started to navigate into 2015, I was still bringing the blogging part of me with me. And it did produce some results for me for sure. But I had way other higher income producing things that I should have been more focused on than blogging at that time. And so, you know, having this structure that we're going to talk about here in a minute, having that in front of your face, you know, every week, every day, so that you are reminded of what is working for you and what is not, that is essential. And I did not have that in 2015, which is why we're talking about it now, and which is why you need to implement this right now if you haven't yet, okay? So when it's super, super simple, you're going to be like, oh, that's so simple. People will see this and they'll think like, that is too simple. That's not going to do anything for me. And you know how much I love sticky notes. You know how much I love putting pen to paper. You know how much I love, you know, the smaller tasks. If you've heard me say, the small hinges swing big doors. That's what my coach always said. So I never want you to think of something like, oh, that's just small. It's not going to have any impact on me. When really the smaller things, the foundational things that we are doing right now are going to have the biggest impact and the biggest results, especially this one when we are talking about your productivity, because your time is so valuable, and it's so valuable as an entrepreneur, as you running your own business, as you being the CEO, as you being the queen of what you are building. It is even more important. And a lot of you guys have families, a lot of you guys have, you know, love to travel, and you have all these other things that you're trying to juggle at the same time. And so if your productivity in your business is lacking, it's going to trickle into every area of your life, which is the opposite of what we want to do, right? When we are building our online business, when we are doing this work and, you know, really wanting to build something that is for us, that is sharing our heart with people, sharing our knowledge, sharing our skills, when we're doing that, we want to build something that fuels us, that energizes us, and not something that drains us, burns us out, gives us anxiety, all of that fun stuff. Okay, so here we go. We're talking about the system. And what I want you to do is I want you to pull up an Excel sheet, pull up some sort of calendar document where you can go and you can navigate all of the things that you are doing in your business, and you can track the time and track you know, how much time, how much brain power are you spending on these specific tasks? Okay. So this is what your sheet is going to look like. You're going to I'm just going to talk about Excel. If you want to do it on pen to paper, you do whatever works for you. But this is how you're going to track it. On one column, you're going to say the task that you are doing. And this is a life thing. So this isn't just a business thing. Like, we want to put everything, you know, in this document that we do every day, every week, what is moving us in life? Like, what is moving us in our business? What is moving us in life? And so we're going to put the tasks on one side. So this task may be blog posts, podcasts, writing sales copy, writing sales pages, making lead magnets, creating new PDFs, client outreach, laundry, dishes, you know, all of the things that make up our day and our week. We want to just dump them into this column, into this document, okay? Like, literally, no task is too small. I want you to write down every single thing that you are doing, okay? So, you know, and a lot of you guys may be like doing interviews on podcasts, or you may be putting your course or your membership or whatever together and getting like all the information there. And so what you're doing is you're basically seeing what other tasks are distracting me from creating the thing, from creating the product, or from client outreach. So that is what you're doing in the first column, all of your tasks, okay? In column number two, you're writing down how many minutes/hours down to the second you want to, are you spending on these tasks? And so for those of you who are writing blogs, you're gonna say, okay, one of the tasks is to write a blog post per week. And so in your minutes and numbers section, let's say it takes you 3 hours from the time of sitting down to write it, to creating the graphics, to putting it on social media, scheduling your social media, that would be a task as well. So you're writing down all of these things. Okay, makes sense? So far, so good. So down to the minute, down to the hour. And then in the next column, you're going to say, is this producing results? Yes or no? Okay, so how you will know, is your email list growing? Yes or no? Is your wallet growing? Is your bank account growing? Yes or no? Is this task directly reflecting in my income? So what that means is, like, your client outreach, that should have a direct, you know, income boost. So if you are blogging, is your email list growing? What can you do to make it grow? But those are your three columns. And the last column that you're going to do is, can this be outsourced? So can someone else do this for me, or can this be taken off the table? Okay, so all of the tasks that you're writing down, I know some of you, it's, and I'm speaking from experience, because for me, I like doing everything by myself. I can handle it. I got this. I don't need any help. You know, I don't need to outsource it. I'm fine. And what that has led me to in the past, what that is easy to lead to, is burnout, overwhelm. Not feeling energized, not feeling like a superhuman when we, you know, come to our business. We end up coming to our business being like, oh my gosh, I have so much to do. I don't even know where to start. I'm so overwhelmed. And then we shut that thing and we go watch, you know, our favorite show or whatever. Okay. So really this task document, we need to come up with a fancy name for it. So this document should show you, okay, this has a direct reflection, or this is a high income producing task that I am doing, and I can only be doing this. So maybe that's, you know, being a guest on podcasts. Maybe that is doing Facebook Lives for your group. Maybe that is doing that one-to-one, you know, discovery calls or client outreach. Like, what does that kind of look like where it can only be done by you? Or, you know, maybe you notice a task that is scheduling your social media and it's taking up like 20 hours a week, or, you know, 5 hours a week, or however much. Does this light you up? Does it give you energy? Is this something that could be outsourced? Yes. Someone else can do that for you. Or you can get really good at bulk scheduling, which means, you know, I'm all about working smarter, not harder. Like, the name of the game here is that we are working smarter, not harder. We're working less and producing more, right? And so with that, if it comes down to that and you want to bulk schedule your social media, then you better have a calendar where you put that like the first day of every month, or, you know, set time aside one day a month where you bulk out everything for the next upcoming month. I was just on a mastermind where one of the women is doing for 6 months at a time. So imagine if you just sat down, you hammered out a ton of content over a weekend, and you didn't have to worry about your social media for the next 6 months. Like, what would, brain power wise, what would that do for you? How would that, you know, change the way that you are showing up in your business? Like, what kind of anxiety or weight would be lifted off of your shoulders if you could, you know, come to a schedule that works for you every week, every day, every month, that feels good, that lights you up, that frees up your time, where you're not sitting down being like, what should I post? Like, what am I even doing today? I'm so overwhelmed. I have to post here and here and do this. And blah, it's just like, it's way too much. So either you outsource it, or you work smarter, not harder, and you create a day every month where you bulk, you know, for the month, or even like for the week. Just think about the brain power, you know, the more brain space that you will have to create other things if that is off of your shoulders. Okay. Okay. So just to go over it one more time, the tasks, the minutes and hours that you are spending on it, does this light you up? Are you excited about it? Is it income producing? And can this be outsourced? So, you know, I really, really want you guys to sit down over the next week or so to hammer this out and really decide, like, what tasks are really important to me. Because I will tell you, especially going from, you know, being a blogger into running an online business, when you come into running an online business, there's so many other things that your brain needs to focus on as well, besides just having a blog. And so that transition was really hard for me. What I found myself doing was spending hours and hours and hours writing blog posts, hoping that my email list would grow, and, you know, doing all of these things when really I should have been focused on booking discovery calls, or really I should have been focused on promoting my course, or, you know, doing XYZ when I shouldn't have had my head inside of a you know, however many hundred word blog post for 5 hours. Like, that's just crazy. So again, we want to take back control of our time. We want to focus on what is producing results for us and put our time, our energy, and our focus into those tasks. So I don't want you to feel like, I need a blog, I need to do this, I need to do this, because everybody has all of these things and so-and-so over here is on every social media platform and makes it look so flawless. She probably has a team. So if you do not have a team yet, either think back anyone, or reduce the amount of things that you are doing just to fill up your time, and focus only on the income producing activities. Okay. So that is what I want you guys to take away from this training. I really want you guys to think about that over the next week. I want you to drop your comments into the Facebook group and tag me and let me know your thoughts moving forward. Have you done this exercise, or, you know, what are your thoughts on this exercise? Is this something that you're excited to do? I really want you to feel excited to kind of, you know, really think about how many hours, how many minutes am I spending on different tasks? Because I think you might be surprised, especially for those of you who have podcasts. You have to do the interview probably, right? Like, you have to do either like the video podcast, the audio podcast, but then what about the editing? What about the promotion of that? Is that something that you enjoy, that you want to continue to do, or do you want to outsource it? So Hopefully that was helpful for you guys. Again, post in the Facebook group. Let me know moving forward and check in a week or so from now and let us know how this exercise went for you. Bye.
Aw, man, this episode's over, but that's okay. You can come hang out in the Digital Product Female Entrepreneurs Facebook group, hang out with thousands of us making digital products, creating awesome, cool things, and selling them to the world. Come get inspired. Come hang out with us. There's thousands of us there, and we cannot wait to support you. Now, if you need some ideas on digital products that you can create and sell, go to herownmagic.com and download my freebie. It's 65 digital products you can create and sell by this weekend. It is waiting for you there. Go check it out. And you have an amazing week. Thank you for tuning in. I will see you next time. Go create your own magic.